Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
I call it, in the kindergarten, the new fee school, I'm pretty sure Auntie Beth sure, we call it, set the table and Miss Aubrey and all.
I refuse to believe that because to this day, nobody ever taught me how to punctuate.
What happened to the table?
Because the day in school, they taught how to set the table. They taught how to punctuate, and I was not there. For all my life, I would write a paper, and the only thing on it was a full stop at the end.
Yeah, a full run-on story.
A full stop at the end, and what's that shit? The indentation. Because, you know, you have to start it like that. Wah, hey, what does matter?
I mean, once the commas in the right place, they get the gist.
I never really use commas. It's only now I started using commas.
You saying to get that people a breeder? I'm always up the hill and never stopping here.
Story too sweet for any pause, man. Bro. Cool.
Man over there hyperventilate, but he's still going.
You know how I learned to use commas?
No.
By stop reading in my head. Because when they read in your head, they don't need to stop.
Ooh, I feel you.
I also learned to control my emotions by getting out to my head.
Well, I guess that's what teachers be telling you too. They say, like, when you teach your kid to read, they always tell you, like, not to let them read in your head. Because, like, you sound like a professional in your head reading.
And then when they start reading out loud, they sound dunce.
Yeah. And you're like, why? I know this word is in my head. Why can't I say it when it's time to say it?
When I got back into reading, bro, I was like, yo, I cannot read for shit. Yo. Another thing I learned, like, just recently, is journaling is very important because it teaches you how to spell.
Yeah, my smartphone be making me dunce.
Mm-hmm. That's why I keep mine on D&D.
I haven't got Evren, which is surprising, because, like, if he's supposed to be up in an hour, why he not up now?
You know Evren, he ever milked the last hour of sleep.
Bro, I just automatically up, and I went to sleep after one. I was like, man, it's a weekend thing that healthy. Because I try to treat my body nice during the week because I work. And then on the weekend, I'm just like, be free a little. I'm like, is it worth it to be free on the weekends?
Yeah, I operate my weekends the same as I operate my week. So I go to sleep early and I wake up early on the weekends. And I pretty much do the same things. So I do my yoga and everything. I was going to go to the gym this morning, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, I have to go to, what do you call it, Brompton or Scarborough or some shit today because I'm trying to do my PR shit. And I just went to do my biometrics yesterday. I have to get the...
What is that?
Fingerprint.
Okay.
And I have like a time limit on how long it can take before I send in this application. So they gave me 60 days. I'm pretty sure it's 40 days now. So I'm just trying to get some forms sorted out so I can send to Antigua with my mother's cousin or nephew. One of the two. So you did it, right? Last night... We were supposed to drop them off, but, you know, I had plans to play game.
you put aside something important for one like a game.
Listen, it was planned ahead. This one just came out 20 minutes. Plus, this is the thing. I had a backup plan because somebody else going to Antigua. So if I couldn't get it to send on to Antigua on Sunday, there was Wednesday. So if I couldn't give the thing today or last night, I would have given it to the other person today. So either way, I would have get to Antigua, but it would have just been a little bit later. And I have 40 days. So I feel like it's not going to take a week to get it back to me. So I was still in good, you know, setting. That's why I didn't really lose no sleep over it. So Sham was like, the person we had to deliver it to, my mom's family, my family, I guess. We don't know them. And I was thinking, okay, well, how long the drive going to take? Because I have other shit to come back and do. She's like, well, we're not going to just drop it off. I was like, what do you mean you're not going to just drop it off? And she's like, we don't know these people. It's just weird that we just drop. Give them the shit and then dip. And I was like, I don't see nothing wrong with that, right?
So she want to make small talk with them.
Mm-hmm. So they're going, up bowling, and she's like, yeah, we go bowling with them, hang out.
Oh, that's cool. Little.
I guess, but I don't fucking bowl.
You can't bowl?
I can bowl. I just don't want to.
Why? You know what?
Because I have prior arrangements.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm gonna forget that.
So in my head, the family, we're gonna go one, two, you know, chop it up a little, let's like have a good conversation, ask about the family real quick, and then tell them, all right, well, safe travels when you're traveling, you know, got some plans, you got some plans. We'll see each other, we see each other, exchange contact, and then we dip.
Catch you on the flip side.
You're right. Sean was like, no, we can't just give them the thing and then leave. I was like, I don't know how women operate, but I feel like that's how things work in life.
That was also the plan.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this man didn't really want us to come hang out with us. And if he gave the invitation, it's just because that's what you do. It's like, oh, you can come stop by and hang out with us if you want. I'll give that invitation.
It'll smile and say thanks.
Yeah, exactly. And then she's like, I'm not going to ask them for the... Because the thing is, right, we don't know where the ball is going to be. So I'm at least saying that, okay, let me figure out what the location is. And then I can decide if you go tonight or we're just going to go tomorrow. She said she's not going to ask because she's going to waste his time to ask the location. I was like, what? How? He asks where the location is, and then he will say it's here. And I said, okay, well, I can't make it today. I'll come tomorrow.
Yeah, your audio went out for a minute. All I heard is tomorrow.
So I asked her to get the information of where he's going to be tonight, right? And she said, no, she's not going to disturb him to ask for the location where she's not going to show up. So I said, we don't know if he's not going to show up. I need to know where he is to see if I can make it. She's like, no, that's wasted this time. If you're not going to go, you're not going to ask for the location. I said, go where? She's like, I don't know yet. Exactly.
Why are you about to shout myself?
I'm not even, bro. I'm just trying to figure out, like, how does that make sense? He said, meet him somewhere, no location. She's not going to ask unless we're going to go, right? But I'm just like, but what if we go and he go into hell? Are we supposed to follow him? Let me find out where the location is and see if I can make it. And if I can, I tell him, oh, okay, I can't make it tonight because of the location and my obligations.
That's a towel. Me now go on it Wednesday.
Exactly. So my apps over there.
Hey, yo, I entertain myself. So why you didn't ask her for the person number? Actually, never mind. I know why. Because when you start the conversation with them, it kind of had to end the conversation. Because he had to end conversation with family. I can tell a friend bye. But when it comes to family... Telling them bye just sound disrespectful. Because I don't know. I feel like they want to know me and I don't really want to know them.
Yeah, like, this is not a setting, man. We have things to do. Like, I literally, you're a messenger right now. I didn't want to put, like, hashtag that, but, like, you already know what it is. Catch up next time. This is business. You're going to Antigua. The thing is going to your mother. It's easier to just give it to you instead of give it to somebody else, to give it to mom, to give it to your mother. So I'm just like, let it happen. It's nice meeting you. We will catch up the next time you come to Canada. You have my number. I have your number. We can, you know, one-to-one, face, you know, FaceTime, Facebook, whatever. Whatever. Just not tonight.
My out of touch with technology, boy. Other episode with Uncle T.
You know what's funny? I have like 3 episodes to edit. And I haven't edited none of them. So the last one with Van, which I swear was supposed to come out this week, but it's apparently coming out next week, or this week, I should say, it's still up. And I want to go back and do some revise on the last episode because I heard it. Van's voice sounded a little too echoey.
So. She was driving for half the episode.
Yeah, but I put an echo reverb to stress some of her things. With my headphones, it sound decent, but when I listen to it, like through the phone or through the car audio, you kind of have a screech to it.
That could just be her voice.
Yeah.
You ever think about that?
It could be, but I can fix that. I can make it less.
So he's like, go fix her voice?
I go fix her voice.
That's not natural. What are you, a woman? Shots fired.
And I still have a bonus episode I need to get off with all them songs I did. That never got aired. I tried to meet you and Al, and you and Al just chat. And I couldn't get them out. So I was like, well, I guess that's not happening.
What episode that now?
The one that you and Al last did. And I was trying to like play the music since I had a whole bunch. And that's why I even got Al on, because he was telling me he was doing music.
Yeah, he been doing music with Quinny.
Yeah, his cousin. So I was like, since you're doing music, let's go make some music, play some music, and, you know, just critique each other's music. Man came on, he wasn't playing Fortnite, and I was like, all right, I'm not ready.
Yo.
I remember that, yo.
Like,
what's up, man? Yeah.
Good day, huh?
How's it going, boys?
It's a morning. Not gonna lie, not too long got up, and I'm still just thinking about some shit that I got to get done. Yeah, but other than that, I'm good.
My internet disconnecting.
Okay. You guys can hear me well?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah, so what's going on with you, Mike? How the family?
Everybody is fine, man. We, you know, living the life, man. Can't complain.
See, I like people who, like, understand that life is there's a lot to complain about and there's a lot to not complain about.
Yes. A lot of people identify with their problems. Yeah. That is a big issue. Like, you're never going to enjoy your life if all you do is complain about it. Just accept the small wins.
Exactly, right? No matter what it is, any circumstance you find yourself is of your choosing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would say about 95% of whatever you see, like whatever you're going through, you're the one that caused it. So if you take that approach, then, you know, whatever comes your way, you know, you can accept it. And another thing too is you shouldn't get bogged down. Like if something goes wrong, like you should always, I think as a man, stoicism is some of the best thing you can actually learn, you know?
I don't know what that means.
To be stoic?
Yeah.
Enlighten me.
So, yeah. So stoicism is one of the amazing things. And another thing, you know, and so what that means is your wins don't be too high. Your losses don't be too low, you know?
Mm.
You should always understand that even if you win, that is only a temporary thing, you know? Because there's always the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, you know?
Yes. It's just being able to keep your emotions in track no matter what the situation is.
Exactly, you know?
Guess I'm a stoic motherfucker then.
Yeah, man.
That's important.
And I think as a man, the most important thing you can do, I think the most important achievement you can have is learning to conquer yourself, you know?
That is facts.
Yeah, because an emotional man is a dangerous man.
I feel that.
Hence all these little hood niggas.
Exactly.
I feel that.
Yo, send Mike the blasted video so Mike can see how man improve, boss.
So Mike wants to see a back.
Oh, he moved from the back to the most muscular.
Hey, Timon, you don't know what I want to see. I'm just kidding. Pause, nigga, pause.
So, Mike, you say you box, right?
Yeah, used to, yeah.
Oh, why you stop?
Well, responsibilities, man. You know, like, I ended up going to university, you know? I went to McMaster, so I had to choose. And at that time, you got to understand, like, when I was real deep in boxing, that time they didn't have no Instagram, YouTube, all that shit. So they didn't have any of that. So for me, it was like, what do you call it? It was I didn't go pro, like I was semi-pro, but I would say about 80% of all the fights I did was in the amateurs, right?
So it's more of a hobby than actual.
Well, I was serious about it, you know, because I think, you know, boxing is like basically a metaphor for life, right? Like if you go into a boxing ring and you are not prepared, you will get exposed. I think you need to be able to, like in boxing, you got to be able to, like, it's kind of like teach you to weather the storm. It's good to make you strong mentally. Like, it's good. I suggest you learn how to, like, box, because it's a very good thing to have. Like, it teaches you to be calm under pressure, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. But, you know, I loved it. And at that time, they were trying to build a stable in Las Vegas. You know this, you guys know Top Rank?
Top Rank, but no.
Top Rank. Bob Arum, the promoter?
No.
Okay, Top Rank is the guy that makes fights. He's like one of the biggest promoters, you know? He used to promote for Pacquiao, promote for, Oscar De La Hoya. Like, you know, like he was, even at one point, he had Floyd Mayweather's contract, right? And Top Rank is like a business, right? And they had like a division that was looking for international talent. And they were recruiting. Mm. And that time, they even said to me, like, you know, would that be something you're interested in? Because what would happen is, I was, 17? I would have gone to the States. I would wake up a certain time, take classes a certain time, go to the gym, train like that, rinse and repeat. Till, you know, they kind of reach a certain point, then they're like, okay, maybe now we can start, you know, it can start slowly going into fights. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, but I never did that. I was like, nah, I didn't want to leave my parents, man. Oh, shit. Look at this
guy. Oh, yeah, so this is the video.
Jesus Christ, man.
So, yeah, boy, because I'm thinking, right, about getting into fighting, but I want to do, like, jujitsu. Okay. I want to do something where I can get a little grappling in, because I want to be really dangerous, and I want to make somebody submit.
Oh, look at this nigga, man. Holy fuck. All right, I see you. I see you, man. Okay. All right. I guess you're training to be a shinobi, yeah?
That's a goal.
Okay, first off, let me show y'all a real back, okay?
So we'll put your fat back away.
Sorry.
Hey, Timon, we're trying to see the back, not the backside.
Man, I can't tell you one start and one end.
Yeah, the story of white people.
Oh, shit.
Oh, lad.
What? I'm sorry. Did I trigger you?
Go cool, man. I've seen a couple of thick white girls.
Oh my god. Well,
oh, they're getting thick nowadays. Like you said, you think it's an agenda going out that the white people in the industry say, all right, put all the hormones in the chicken, because you know white people eat chicken to appease the black, right? And then they're gonna get all these body because of the hormones. Because like we realize these chemicals and hormone imbalance, right, coming from the meat are fucking like people.
No. Yes.
But this white people really don't care. And
this is the agenda. This is the agenda, right? So they're trying to break us down from the inside. They know black men are visual creatures, no. So we like to see a fat ass. So now what they're messing up the hormones so these white girls can get the fat asses so that we can go and mate with these white bitches. So now when we mate with these white bitches, we have these interracial babies that these white bitches, they're going to teach them about the white culture and then ostracize them from us. Ooh. And I'll make our own warriors to fight against us.
And then they send these thick white women to mess up the home. Send them to tempt these black men in faithful relationships.
I was in a faithful relationship until Big Booty Susie came around.
Big Booty Susie. Big Booty Susie came around. Yeah, man. I'm sorry, baby. It wasn't me. It was the devil.
The white devil.
The white devil. It's okay, man, Jared. You were just doing to her what our ancestors did to us for 400 years. Check.
Instead of using whips, you were using pipes. You're beating the shit out of them.
Yeah, man. You know, Jared is in the States, so he liked to give them bitches the stimulus package like the Obama economy.
See, that probably would have been funny if I understood it.
Oh.
Well, you didn't get no money from the government?
I got something from Trump, meaning about Obama.
Okay. I see. Yo, you know, Timon, you know in America, man, you know how it is over there. So, hey, it's okay. It's all right.
You know, no. Hail Trump.
Why, you like Trump?
Honestly, that man was entertaining.
He's an interesting guy, not gonna lie.
He was entertaining. I like him.
He's interesting, but, you know, I think he's, you know, like me, I read a lot, right? Like, I study history and all that. And one thing I can tell you is that he's by far, I won't say he's the worst president, but he's close to it, you know? I mean, Jesus, the guy is just, where to start? The guy has so much, like, bullshit that if we decide to go through it all, it might, like, take the next 3 or 4 podcasts to go through all of it.
Okay, but despite all the shit that he did that was probably not done the best way, you know, how about the wins? Why we don't talk about the wins? Because I feel like the wins are...
What
wins? You know, when he got, like, some of the people out of jail, Obama never did that, so please. Heard.
The guy got and out a couple of celebrities.
Still, really. He got people out of jail. Right? No, you know, Obama didn't do that. He could, but he didn't. And when he had this whole nonchalant thing with China and Korea, this man really just put a ban to most of the technology that stopped espionage work, because they had
let me
it was for the wrong reasons, but there was a good result afterwards. So I said,
let me stop you right there, because first of all, everything you said, my stance, my political stance, okay. Me personally, I'm a progressive, right? So what does that mean, right? For me, the progressive, like if you're talking about progressive through history, you're talking about like Dwight D. Eisenhower, right? Or like, FDR, Frederick Delano Roosevelt, right? Not Teddy Roosevelt, the cousin. Roosevelt, the other one, you know, FDR, the one that did the grand bargain, the reason why is like, this is, because you got to understand progressive ideas, right? Progressive ideas was what gave you the 5-day week and gave you the 2 days of weekend. Before, there was nothing like a weekend for the working man, okay? The progressive ideas is what gave you social security, okay? This was during the Industrial Revolution, because back then people used to come to work and even bring their children. People will work from sunup to sundown. They will work them to the bone for meagre like wages. And so progressive ideas was what fought to give the working man a leg up. Now, conservatism at its core, this is why I disagree with anybody that says they're conservative. Conservatism at its core says that it's trickle-down economics. So what that means is that you make the people at the top very happy and then the money will trickle down to the everybody else. Well, you can ask Japan that. That shit never fucking works. Because when you give people at the top more, you know what they do? They buy more shares of their company, they buy a yacht, and they go ahead and they buy paintings, okay? And move the money to offshore accounts. And then they kick their taxes down the road. You got to understand something. Rich people don't pay taxes, okay? They push it. They roll it and roll it and roll it and roll it, okay? Till they die. So after they die, you can't collect the taxes. So whatever they have, they just do it as an inheritance for their offspring. The reason why I fucking hate Trump, but the stuff you just said now is simple as this. He is a grifter, he's a fucking liar, and the guy has never accomplished a fucking thing in his life.
Yes,
he's, I will tell you this because this is factual. His dad, okay, his dad was the man who actually built the Trump Organization. When his dad died, he left Trump about almost $2 billion. Like, if you're looking at the transfer of the money over the years, his dad left him about $2 billion. Do you know what
in
Trump
value
had to do?
Or in, like assets, like assets?
Well, any money you leave over, any money you give is basically in assets and cash.
Yeah, right? Well, that's what I mean. Like, cause if it's in assets, I can't understand. But if it's in cash,
if you go back and you Google it, you will see that there was a time that when Trump turned 16, his dad sent him like $150 million. And then throughout the years, his dad was slowly giving the money because the dad understood something. If I wait till I die and then I give the money like that in inheritance, then it's subject to what is called an estate tax. You understand? The estate tax is if, like, for example, me and you, or Jaron, he dies right now, and he has a house and he has some investments. If he gives that money to his kids have to pay taxes on the money he leaves them. That is the estate tax. You understand? So, but if you slowly, before you die, start moving the assets to them, then it's a different thing. You understand? So he was moving that shit slowly. All Trump had to do, the so-called businessman, is basically put it in a fucking checking account. And it would have grown for about $10 billion today. No, he did not do that. The guy went bankrupt 4 times, okay? XFL, fail. What do you call it? The airline. People forget he owned an airline too at a certain point. Failed. Trump University, failed. The fucking casino, failed. By the time the TV show rolled around, the guy was already getting close to flat broke.
But you don't think he's learning from his failures? You have to fail sometime to be successful.
No, bro. For you to be able to fail with a $2 billion net worth, you got to be astronomically stupid, okay? $2 billion and you fail? You are not even...
Billions, 200. Failure to fail.
No. Bro, listen. You can't claim. I never claimed that Trump was a good businessman. He claimed that.
Oh, okay.
Okay? You can't say you something that you're not when your track record proves that you're stupid. It's kind of like me saying that, what do you call it? It's kind of like me saying like, I'm the greatest basketball player. What the fuck do I have to prove that?
See, maybe he learned over the years that if he's talked things into existence, it might happen.
Bro.
Get it into the subconscious mind.
Yeah, that's what they teach you nowadays. Like, talk your shit out loud so that the universe can help you.
Bro, what we do know is that Trump doesn't fucking learn, okay? And this week alone has proved that Trump doesn't fucking learn, okay? First of all, he's one of the most racist cocksuckers on the planet. His whole family was fucking racist. You got to understand something. The Trump Towers in New York, right? They used to, you know, Trump is basically a glorified landlord, right? So if you're talking about what Trump really owns, Trump owns the Trump Tower, and then he owns some other little properties around, like, the New York area, right? Like a slumlord, right? All the other ones you see, like, in Toronto, or you see in like all these places in America that says it has the Trump logo, he don't own it. He sells his name for them to put it on there. You understand? Trump, okay, if you're saying like, oh, Trump is this, as a black person, there is no way in hell you should even support this guy. Because if you look at the track record of the history, think about this 1 second. We know who was his name, is the guy from the Vietnam War, the president, the American president who resigned. What's his name? You know, I can't, I'm not a crook. You know that guy? What's his name? The one before, the president before Reagan.
Johnny American, come.
Oh, yeah, it's me.
Nixon. So, it wasn't before Reagan. So it was, the guy before Reagan was actually Carter, right? So it was Carter. So it was Nixon, Carter, then Reagan, then George H. Bush, then Clinton, then Bush.
Before Reagan?
Huh?
Before Reagan, you say?
Yeah, before Reagan was...
It's not Carter, Ford, and Nixon, I think.
No. After, sorry, I forgot. Nixon resigned, then Ford took over, then he pardoned him.
Okay.
Then Ford left, then it was Carter. Then after Carter, it was Reagan. Then after Reagan, it was George H. Then after George H., it was Clinton. Then after Clinton, it was George W. Then after George W., it was Obama, then Trump, right? So
you trying to move to the States? Oh my God, this shit on lock.
No, I just... No, because like one thing I do is like I love to read. Like I read, I know my facts straight. If I'm in any room, any conversation, I can go ahead and carry that too. Because like I know a lot. Like sometimes we're watching Jeopardy. My wife is like, how you know all this stupid knowledge? I'm like, it's stupid to you, not to me. You understand?
Check, I'm walking so, money. I'm walking. I'm walking knowledge.
You're just waiting for Jeopardy to say random person on the street. Come here.
Jaron, how do you know this? The reason why I said any black person shouldn't support Trump is this, right? The Trump Organization, right? When his dad was, in charge or whatever, under the Nixon administration, and none of us are going to sit here and say Nixon is the most liberal person. For God's sake, he started Vietnam. You understand? Nixon is the most conservative, staunch conservative you ever meet in your life, right? Nixon, under the Justice Department, thought the Trump Organization was too racist. The Department of Justice under Nixon sued the Trump Organization because their buildings would not rent out apartments to black people. So what are we talking about here?
That was just a trend at the time.
No, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. I'm sorry. That doesn't fly. That doesn't cut the mustard. Being a decent human being is not about the time.
See, He wasn't outright being racist. No, he was just being exclusive. Exclusively white.
Okay, so now
are you gonna say iPhone is racist to Android folks? No, that's just what it is. Segregation sometimes works.
It really does.
See, listen. You are allowed. This is how government works here. Basically, you are allowed to have your views, right? You are allowed to say, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Okay. What you are not allowed to is put your bigotry on Main Street. Okay. Because you got to understand something. The government supplies you power. They supply you your internet cable. They supply you fire, rescue, police, all that shit. If your bigotry is allowed there, basically the government is indirectly propping you up. So for the government can't do that. You understand? So it inherently contradicts this grand bargain we call democracy. You understand what I mean? So you can be racist in your house, but you can't make policy to keep a certain group down. You see what I mean? Because you're collecting public money. If you're collecting public money, you have to serve the public. You can't pick and choose who you serve.
Okay.
We could go on and on. Now, if we're talking about Obama, do I think Obama was, if you tell me what grade do I give Obama as the president? I mean, we all know the best president in American history is Lincoln. Lincoln was the best, right? That is a fact. Like, nobody can argue that. You ask any historian, even if you look at what Lincoln accomplished, amazing.
It's crazy because all the presidents that you call, right? Yeah. Like, I didn't know any of them. Well, I know Clinton. I know Carter.
Know Obama?
I know. I know him. He's a black guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Lincoln is somebody that I definitely knew about. So
Yeah, Lincoln was, one of the greats. And then now Timon made up this point too. Timon said, the stuff with China. What Trump actually did was to make it worse. You gotta understand something. Tariffs don't work. If you are going to, in this world order, if you are going to impose any limiters on any limiters on trade, you have to impose your sanctions as a block or your tariffs as a block. So America can't go at it alone and say, we're putting tariffs on Chinese products. Because you know what happens? One of the biggest buyers of Chinese products is actually China. So if you put tariffs on, let's say, China steel, when your cars go the other way, they slap a tariff, retaliatory, and then they make up the difference. So what is the point of that? All you do is now, the point of slapping tariffs both sides, you know what that leads to? A trade war. So what are you accomplishing? Nothing.
Okay, I can understand the complexity when it comes to, I call it the trading between different powers, right? Because if America excludes China, China's not going to stop doing business with the rest of the world, and the rest of the world values China for what they can offer, right? So America is putting themselves in a bad position or bad standing with the rest of the world, because like if you can only trade to a certain amount of people, then resources coming to you or going out from you is going to be difficult, right? I see that. But I feel like when it comes to China's whole agenda, like low-key just amassing knowledge, learning from everybody's failure, even their own, and trying to figure out a strategy to just take over everything,
yeah,
it's different. Well, so it's like the war is not just on goods and services, but it's also like information. And I feel like China's way of gathering information from the rest of the world is elite. So when I saw Trump like say, all right, these Chinese products that have all these backdoors in their software, let's get rid of that shit. And China was just like, nigga, no. And then he's just like, no, we at it. Let's do some other shit. I can't see like he won one battle. No, he won one war. No, it's not war. Let's say it's a battle. He won a battle, but the outcome is he's going to lose that war.
But, okay, so yeah, I understand what you're saying. I see where you're coming from, but the way we judge presidents is based on policy, right?
Okay.
So you got to understand something. Presidents, like this 24-hour news cycle doesn't make any difference, because you got to understand something is the 24-hour news cycle doesn't basically write history. History is written over time, right, about a president. So, for example, right, if we're talking about, like, the worst president in American history is probably Harding, right? And Harding at the time is a tall, good-looking guy, whatever, but he was dumb as a post. And he's one of the most dumbest presidents. Andrew Jackson, who was another guy who basically used to, like, when he got into fights with people, the president of the United States, now think about this, the guy would challenge people to a duel, then kill them, okay? Andrew Jackson was the one responsible for resettling millions of Native Americans. I don't know if you guys have ever heard about the Trail of Tears. That was under Andrew Jackson, you know? So you could look in American history and you could find, like, you know, shitty presidents. Calvin Coolidge is another one. There's a bunch of them. One thing that makes Trump unique is during Andrew Johnson's time, all the cars was one horsepower. You understand? All the cars during Andrew Jackson's time was one horsepower. Basically, it was the horse, right?
Yeah. So
you grew up in this timeline. And the motherfucker don't know the difference between NATO and the UN. Like, Jesus Christ. Timon, you will make a better president than this guy. This guy, the briefings, they give him briefings. And the guy, you have to keep the briefing to one page, because they says he just drips off. Like, he's like a fucking child. You have to put images, okay, pictures, to keep his attention.
The man had other things to worry about, like his image.
Let me ask you something. If Trump was a black man, do you know how insanely the media would have fucking cut him up if Trump was a black man and was this fucking stupid?
Well, if it was a black man, I came in after Obama, definitely, because you'll see the big contrast, you know? And you're like, we deserve better. We definitely shit on Trump for sure.
No, see, if I'm giving Obama a grade in, like, as a president, because if you're talking about policy.
No, policy wise, he's stupid. I mean, like, the way how he presented himself, like, the classiness of it, like, he has what a president should aspire to be in terms of character and, I don't want to say bravado. It's more like.
Absolutely fucking not, right?
Say that again.
Absolutely.
I said Obama accomplished a lot in a short 8 years, right? Like, in policy, he did like a lot in policy, right? You're talking about hundreds and hundreds of policies that the guy made that when Trump came in, Trump benefited from. There's never been a president in United States history. Like, you can Google this. There's never been a president in the United States history that has had 16 straight months of job growth. It has never happened in the history of America. Never. Okay? Obama had that. So when Trump came in, he benefited from the Obama economy, okay? He took that on. It was perfect. It was going. And then the ship fell off the cliff because that idiot wouldn't recognize that COVID was real. Then the ship went off the cliff because everything Trump touches fails. Every single fucking thing this man has ever touched in his life fails. Fails. Astronomically fails. You know? So, and then what do? A trail of failure your whole life, then they give you the presidency, then somebody is going to tell me white privilege don't exist. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
That's my two cents on Trump.
Yeah, I stay with the politics.
Yeah, I mean, the guy too, I mean, look at him. The guy complains about China. I've seen his golf swing. That shit is broken. Might as well have been made in China.
But I stay with the politics. Like, yeah. It's a bit too negative for me. Not in the news.
One thing you got to understand is this. For example, we are in Ontario here. Timon and I, we're in Ontario, Canada here. Now, Doug Ford, he tried to privatize sections of the healthcare system, right? So people can actually pay and go to like a private provider and then basically get healthcare. That's what, Doug Ford is trying to do. Like, you know, privatize sections of our public health. Mm. Well, it's a good thing people stay in politics because why? He's receiving an enormous backlash. So he's about to walk away from that. You see? You have to stay engaged because one thing you got to understand is if you don't stay engaged civilly in your mode of like government, then the idiots decide how your life goes.
Okay. So hold on there. On the whole Doug Ford thing, right? Did you see any merit to what he was trying to do or no?
No, I don't. Because one thing you should never privatize is healthcare. Never do it. Because there's some things in life that for a public good should never be privatized. What are the things? Energy delivery.
Education.
Healthcare. Firefighters. All that shit.
Okay,
if you look
at
Texas.
Uh-huh.
Texas has everything fucking privatized. What happened to their grid? Their grid was fucked when they had a cold storm. People were stranded, millions of them. That's because it's privatized. The government has no fucking say. You know, in Canada, what we've been able to do is strike a balance between privatization and the public good. Like in Canada here, if in the winter months, even if somebody hasn't paid their power bill and they got disconnected in the summer, as soon as the winter rolls around, they reconnect their power. Because for that 4 months of winter, they absolutely have a right to get power. That is what the government decided. Like, during the winter months, you don't cut nobody's utilities. That shit continues. You understand? Because it's a public good. So in America, fuck no. They'll cut you in the middle of winter. They don't care if you freeze to death.
You raise them tough in America.
Yes, that's the difference between our two countries.
Sub-Russia.
That's one of the reasons. Like America, like in a place for me to be. If you ask me, America as a country overall, I would say the strongest part of America is the people to a certain degree, not the people from Mississippi or Alabama, but the people to a certain degree, right? Is the strength. Because America is like the oldest democracy in the world, right? Like America is an experiment. That shit has never happened before. You understand? But what they've done is basically America is not a democracy anymore. It's an oligarchy. The shit that Trump did, if you, me, or Jaron did it, we'll be sitting in jail for 20. The guy took nuclear fucking codes, bro, and put it in a goddamn basement. What the fuck are we talking about?
Oh, that's why they went to his house?
The guy had nuclear codes. He had sensitive diagrams on nuclear delivery systems.
They're sick. They let him lead the White House with that information.
He's the fucking president. He's the commander-in-chief. As long as he is the head, he can take whatever to wherever he goes.
Yeah, but his house is not the White House for a couple.
But that is the thing. Because people don't... This is something that annoys me about the media. The media sensationalize shit, and they don't actually report on what the fuck it is. Bro, go online and read the affidavit, the search warrant. The guy took nuclear codes and delivery system diagrams, man, What the fuck are we talking about? If you and me did that, we'd be sitting in jail.
We would disappear.
And then they're saying, oh, he shouldn't have. So what are we saying? Is Trump above the law? That's one thing that frustrates me about the media. The media is so fucking, it's all like, oh, breaking news. Oh, this, like, they don't actually report. They don't do hard-hitting journalism. It's like that shit is dead.
Yeah, that'd be frustrating, you know? For sure.
It's dead. So you have a class of people, I would say about 50% of the country, that are so fucking dumb. I mean, if you are a Republican, you got to be the most stupidest motherfucker on the planet, man. I mean, the Democrats are no better, but at least the Democrats live in some semblance of reality. Republicans are so goddamn stupid, bro. Like, oh, my God. Like, I listen to these people talk, and I'm like, oh, we have to bring God back into the government. We have to bring God. You know, our founding fathers founded it on God. And you're like, bro, have you actually read your constitution? The Article 6 amendment to the fourth line of the constitution says that they should keep church and state separate. It's like these people are so fucking stupid and they swim in their ignorance. How can you have a conversation with somebody that doesn't even acknowledge the sky is blue? You know, I mean, that's why a lot of times I don't even say nothing. Like, when people are talking, I just keep quiet because it comes off as an insult when I say something, you know? So I'm just like, you know what, whatever, man. Like, I, you know, because there's just so much stupid people running around, man. Like, it is so bad, you know? It is so fucking bad. And before, they got laughed at. But now, they get elected to Congress, you know? They get elected to Congress. The election was stolen? Really? Oh, so you got 78 million votes. But the other guy who got 82 million. So your 78 million is real, but his 82 million is fake. Right. Okay, sure. You lost the popular vote, okay? The judges that you elected, all of them sided that the election wasn't stolen, that you have no fucking proof. So elections have been running in America for the last 300 and something years. But no, yours is the one that they decided to steal it from you because you're such a petulant fucking child because you grew up in money. And nobody ever told you that, no, you can't do that because you don't have the athleticism. No, you can't golf because you cheat in golf. Everything, they've been gassing you up from the day you were born. So now you think every time you lose, it's not your fault, it's somebody else's fault. Never takes accountability for nothing. 1 million people died of COVID under you. But yes, you still say you're one of the best. Man, get the fuck out of here. Like, the way historians are going to destroy this guy in the textbooks, you give it 20 years.
You were saying earlier about some balance between the government and the private sectors and so, right? Not to dive too much into the politics, but, like, in certain ways, bring back to Doug Ford, like, what he was trying to do, like, privatize certain parts of the medical industry, right? Like, in America, it's mostly, like, the health is private. Like, if you want good health, you have to go private. Because there's like an incentive,
yes,
right?
Of
like,
course. Yes,
I'll work,
yes.
You give me good money and I'll give you the best. The people who work for the government, they just give you what they can give you. So it's like, and also like, I think it's in Puerto Rico where everybody have like the same salary or some shit. The people, the doctors making the same amount of money as the garbage man and people just like, what the fuck am I even doing this if I'm just gonna make the same as the...
What are you talking about?
No, I'm just... I'm trying to figure out where it was. There's an island somewhere in the Caribbean where everybody makes the same.
I think you're talking about Cuba.
Cuba, that's it. Yeah. Where everybody makes the same amount, regardless of the field that they're in. And
yes.
It says that it hinders growth. Like, nobody's driven to excel because they're just doing what they have to do to survive the bare minimum. So it's
bro, what you're doing there is you're falling for the trap. Okay.
No, I'm just trying to understand. It's not that the trap, really.
I understand. Okay. No, I understand. What you're saying, you perfectly. I mean, yes, what you're saying, you're raising an important point. Okay. One thing you got to understand is this, right? A lot of these people on the right, what they try to do is they say, oh, wokeism. Anything they don't like, oh, it's wokeism. Oh, what they call it? If I don't like something, everything. Oh, this thing. Biden is a leftist. Are you joking? Biden is the biggest, most corrupt fucking corporate Democrat since like the beginning. That guy is not a fucking leftist. What, like, oh, he's socialism. Give me a fucking break. Biden, socialist? Do you know his history? What I'm saying is, right, one thing you gotta understand, when you were talking about healthcare and you say everybody makes the same, that is a bullshit lie that people always use.
Yeah.
If you want to look at a progressive country, look at countries like Denmark, Switzerland, Luxembourg. Like, then you go to, if you go to Africa, look at a country like Namibia. Progressive means that, this is what it means here. It's basically the government is a referee, okay? So if you are like a company, you can't go into a place and drill and decimate the fucking rainforest to make profit. The government will hold you accountable for that. People will go to jail for that shit. You understand? Because you cannot let companies police themselves, because no, that's how people end up with cancer. So the government under progressivism, what we're saying is the government acts as a referee. They call balls and strikes, okay? There is always room for privatization in sectors. I think privatization is good in entertainment. Privatization is good in making products like everyday products, because money can be a factor. You can make money. Anybody saying that you can't make money? Yes, you can make police, what they call it? Firefighters in Canada make different than police. And doctors make a lot of money in Canada, okay? Now, let me ask you this. A neurosurgeon in Canada makes about $750,000 a year. Okay, if they go to the States, they will make 1.5 million. But you know what? You know what the difference is?
Nah.
A lot of them choose to stay in Canada because why? When a five-year-old child with a brain tumor comes here, they don't ask them, "Oh, do you have insurance?" They just go ahead and treat them. They just go ahead and treat them because why? It's a human being, and they deserve respect, and they deserve healthcare. That is why healthcare is the one thing that you keep private hands out of. Like, you keep them so far away that they're in the next fucking province. Don't even bring them close to healthcare. Privatization in healthcare is bad. It's not good because healthcare shouldn't be for profit. That's not why healthcare is there. It's not for profit. It's to take care of human beings, man. You can't put a price on human life. That is the dumbest thing you can do. You know, so that's the difference. That's why when he decided he wanted to do this, he faced such so much enormous backlash that he's like starting to walk it back, you know, because people are watching. You know, we're not America. We're not enthralled by TikTok and doing all this dumb shit. We actually care about our healthcare, bro. We care about that shit. I got a mom and a dad who they're getting old too. You think I want them to be paying private money to see the best? The difference is in our system is, for example, if Jaron lived here, and Jaron had a heart condition, okay? And they had to give him a new heart. He goes on the organ donor list. And let's say he's number four. Well, guess what? Let's say 10 months later, Galen Weston, you know Galen Weston, the guy that owns President's Choice, right? You know, he's Canadian. Let's say he's worth billions of dollars, right? Let's say his daughter gets in an accident and she needs a heart too. You know what she doesn't get to do? Because she's worth billions, she don't get to jump in front of the line before Jaron. She has to stay in her place in the line, just like everybody else. That's why you see these rich Canadians go to the States, because they can do that there. You understand? So it's like, what kind of a society do you want to live in? Do you want to live in a society that is geared towards money, that people with money get to dictate how the game is played? Or do you want to live in a society where we as humans, we as regular people, get to have a fair shot at having a decent living?
I just want living expenses to be taken care of. That's all. Yeah, once you have that, life will be ridiculously better, I think.
If expenses are taken care of.
Just like living expenses, you know, just, you know, you get like housing free, utilities free, and the only thing you have to pay is like on food and other shit.
Bro, I think you are a progressive, and I think you should move to Switzerland.
Nah, maybe you should.
The whole time, Jaron is like sitting there like this bunch of communists.
Listen, I don't have anything to say because this ain't my field of life.
Okay, let me see if you have something to say on this, guys and girls, right? I'm just throwing something up there so Jaron can like, you know, participate in the discussion.
I cool with being an observer, you know.
I wanted to ask Timon a question. You said, when I spoke to you, you said, oh, some of the girls, they want to come for my neck.
Hey.
Explain.
Nah, they had a lot to say and they think that they should be heard. It's like rebuttals, the things that they said that they didn't agree with and they were like very furious. I can't tell you what it is exactly because one, I don't remember, and two, they didn't share all. But all I know is they really want to talk to you so they can voice their point of view.
It's okay.
So it's not that they really want to, like, I guess, convince you, but they just want to put their argument out there to let you know that the world does run on just your facts, but also their opinions.
Well, I can tell you what the world runs on. all the shit that these women are saying, like what they want to put their fats, all the shit that they live with, all the shit that they use, the cars, the fucking house they live in, everything that they use, every single modern convenience was men that made it. So yeah, that is a fact. It's not my fact, it's world fact. You think if men went around in this fucking country, another country wouldn't have invaded and railroaded this whole fucking place?
Hmm. Good point, but you don't think in those kind of situations, women would step up and have to like, or they would just step be submissive? Up. Yeah, because you don't think...
Yeah. Do you think, look at Jaron, we just watched a video of Jaron. Do you think a girl, Jaron's age, okay? Jaron's age, a regular chick, Jaron's age, okay? Do you think even if she weighed as much as Jaron, do you think she could step up to Jaron physically and win a fight?
Not all. There's outliers, but I get what you're saying. No.
I have feelings that I could beat Ronda Rousey.
Shut up.
It is a fact.
I know for a fact, with 1 month of training, you will beat her from here to fucking...
No, you know? I don't think so.
Bro, get the fuck out of here. She got beat up by Amanda Nunes, who weighs about 145 pounds. Come on, man. Like, give me a break. Like, we need to stop feeding.
But she have the experience and the skill right now ahead of Jaron. So I feel like all that come, you know, like that, even if Jaron could someone. Okay, good.
That's why I say Jaron with 1 month of training. Okay, 1 month of fucking training. That is all he would need. All he would need is enough training not to get submitted, and he will beat the shit right out of her. Okay. Let's stop feeding women's delusions. No, you can't do everything a man can do.
No, definitely.
Knock it off. Like, I get sick of these women living in this fucking delusion, okay? You are a woman. Know your place, just like a man knows his place, okay? You can voice your opinion or whatever. I know. Guess what? Facts don't give a fuck about your feelings, okay? All right?
And that's
just deal with it. Deal with it. You know, and then they will say, there's outliers. The world doesn't run on outliers, okay? The world runs on general consensus and what we can see with our eyes, okay? We all know when it comes to physicality, when it comes to strength, men are built different. If you want to look at our cousins, the gorillas, or you want to look at the fucking chimpanzees, who's the one who's always in charge? Is it the men or the women, okay? Then if you want to look at other societies of monkeys, the ones that are weak, that get killed off, like they rule their society so badly that human beings have to step in to try to protect them. Bonobos are run by women. Look how fucking useless they are. Look how useless they are, the monkeys. They couldn't even fucking evolve. They were so hunted and killed so many times that human beings had to step in because leopards were picking them off left and right.
Hyenas are run by women.
No, bonobos. Yeah. Hyenas are run by women with their fucking dick hanging out. And look how that shit goes. The people like to say, you know, the woman, you see the women be like, I pay my own bills. I do this. I do. Who the fuck? You are a person. You're supposed to pay your fucking bills. You don't get a medal for breathing air. What the fuck are you talking about? You pay your own bills. Who's supposed to pay for you?
You are the participation point.
Exactly. Not just women. Like, bro.
That's going to lead into a question I can ask a little bit later. But maybe I should just ask it now.
Ask it.
What does a woman mean when she said that, you know, she's an independent woman? Like, what do you think that really means when they say that?
When a woman says they are independent woman, it's like a fish saying they can ride a bicycle. There is no such thing as an independent woman. It doesn't fucking exist. Because why?
In no sense of the word.
Your money is stupid. I mean, it's an oxymoron.
Okay.
An independent woman is like saying Bill Gates is broke. It's stupid.
At no point in her time, she can be independent.
Okay, I will explain to you why. Why it's fucking stupid, okay? For women to exist in this society, okay? And for this society not to fall into they need men to protect them. If something goes wrong, what does a woman do? She calls 911. Who shows up?
She asks the female officers to come.
The female officer shows up. How many times do we see female officers on TV get decimated? Even the female officers call for backup because a man still got a show. All women have done is contracted out their protection to a gun and a badge on a man. I can walk down the street at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I feel relatively safe. if a man decides to come and knuckle up with me, I know I can handle myself. Now, is there a possibility I might get shot or stabbed? Yes, it's a risk I take, but I'm a man. My whole life, my whole existence from when I was a kid, violence is always available there. You know, you say the wrong thing, you say something slick to the wrong person, they will slap the taste right out of your fucking mouth. Because violence is a domain of men, not women. So when they talk about an independent woman, no, all you did was contract your protection to a man in a gun and a badge. When you build your house, who comes to build your house and put your foundation in and raise up your fucking studs? Is it a crew of men or a crew of women? Who picks up your garbage? Men. Who does your bricklaying? Men. Who runs your power grid? Men.
I saw a dyke at the back of a garbage truck the other day.
Is that what?
I saw a dyke at the back of a garbage truck the other day.
Yeah, and that's another female thinking she got a dick. This is the thing that gets me with this fucking bullshit, is that men have been so beat the fuck down to thinking like, oh, we have to, I'm out the matrix, bro. You're not going to put me in there, okay? Women are important in this. Listen, bro, I'm the real feminist because I don't think you should be special because you have a vagina. I'm sorry, okay? When I see a woman, I see another person. I don't put you on a pedestal, okay? And no, I don't hate women, all right?
I'm sorry I'm cutting you off, right? Mm-hmm. But Mike, as of lately, just being on social media,
yeah,
the more I see women and the opinions that come from women, it kind of disgusts me. And that really breaks my heart because I love women.
Yes.
Like, me and man that love plenty of women in the bars. But then just seeing the shit that these women expect, that the shit that they say, it just disgusts me. Like, you really want me to congratulate you because you're doing what you're supposed to do. But then when a man does what he's supposed to do, it's not enough.
As a man, you must create your value to society. Society, men are expendable. Look at the war that just happened in Ukraine. Why didn't the feminists fight for the women to stay? The war just happened in Ukraine. Russia invaded. What happened? Women and children went and left the country. But guess who stayed?
Men. If it's equal rights, then that means I'm not going to wait until the women and children board this first. I'm going.
But you see, yes, the thing, the government said no, the men have to stay. Yeah, but you see, the government said the men had to stay and fight. But the women and the kids, they left. And men accept that. We know that when shit hits the fire, we have to defend. If I'm walking down the street, okay, and a guy attacks, do you think I want my wife and say, oh, babe, I took what do you call it? This is a equal partnership. So I fought the last guy, so you fight this.
This is your turn.
You know, like, what I mean?
I got captured and raped. It's your turn.
Yes. I'm the one that has to step out and say, okay, get behind me. And then I have to handle that shit as a man.
Somebody kicking the mic, say, yeah, miss, this is your turn.
Yes. Or, you know, if my daughter needs a food, like the baby food, I'm saying, oh, babe, you know, I feel sad today. My back is hurting, you know. I don't have the money. Please, could you just find a way to pay it? I accept my role as a man. If I do all this shit, the least you can do is get in the fucking kitchen, shut the fuck up and make me a goddamn sandwich.
So women aren't independent.
That is the least. No, they are not independent. That's why I say it's an oxymoron.
Because
there,
like,
is nothing.
When a lot of people, they ask, like, yo, what men really do for relationships and stuff like that. Like, you know.
What men do for relationships?
Because, like, women would always say they're independent. They don't need a man in their life and blah, 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 right? And in my head.
The majority of these independent women cannot cook.
Okay. I get what you're saying, but, like, when I hear them say it, is like they want to know what they bring to the table. And the majority of the time, guys bring the same thing to the table, but they just tend to put all that shit to a backseat because a woman wants to do those things for them. And then they get full of themselves. No, hear me out. Because, like, you ever get into a relationship and you're cooking and stuff, and then the woman's just like, let me cook. And then she start doing it the most, and then you just take a backseat. And after a while, she's like, you don't cook. And blah, 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 blah.
But Timon, cooking is not for me, and she cooking is also not for her. It's for both of us.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm just saying, after all that, the fucking argument is that you don't do shit and you don't contribute to this household or whatever. But it's not like you can't do it. It's just that there was never a thing where it says we're doing this equally or we're doing this when it's needed. It's always let me take control and you just relax to do your own thing.
Okay, so Timon, next time you hear a woman say that, okay, you got to go two things. When a woman complains that man ain't shit or whatever, you pick the man. You picked him.
And you stay with him.
I didn't pick him. You did. You chose to be with a nigga that ain't shit. You chose to be with a loser. That is on you, not me. And another thing is this. This woman complain about this shit. We all know that all the women are fucking the same guys. Because babies come from 20% of the male population. The man who will treat you right, who will do everything for you, is not good looking enough. He ain't sexy enough. So you go for the bum who's got a baby mama in two different states. So who's the one here? All the women are fucking the same guys. They all fucking the same guys, okay? Mm. Majority of men are in the middle class. They got good money. They got good jobs. They have a 401k. They can take care of you. But you don't want that, do you? Because it's boring. You see, bro, I've gotten used to... And if they will get to ask you, okay, Timon, I'm giving you tips here. And the chick asks you, what do men bring to the table? I say, you know what I would say to her? For me to even get to the table, there's some bars I have to cross. I have to have my own place.
Mm-hmm.
I got to have my own car.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be good looking to a certain degree in the sense that I have to be in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have to have a good job. I have to earn a good, decent amount of money. I have to be physically competent. Mm-hmm. I have to be mentally competent. There's so many shit I have to bring. You know what you bring? A fat ass and a vagina. That's it.
Men have to go through self-improvement. Women are born with value just because men gave them value. Because the only thing we value is looks and vagina. Any nigga that talk about, right, oh, he care about her personality. Like, nigga, you're a fucking liar. Bro, she looked good, and that's why you're talking to her. The personality is a plus looked good. Because the only reason you approach her is
I always find it weird because they like to exclude the physical attraction. Like, it's not the physical attraction. No, you're not pulling up on an ugly person.
First of all, women love to be desired. Bro, you approach a girl, right? You approach a girl. First, I don't want you to do this because don't approach them and let them know that they look good. Because when they let them know that they look good, they kind of feel too boosted. But you approach a girl because she look good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And then later when she asks, like, why you approach? You can say, yo, straight up, you look good. But, like, you don't just start the conversation with, hey, like, miss, you're beautiful. Or none of that bullshit.
When I was single, when I used to text a girl in the morning, I don't text her and say, hey, how are you doing, beautiful? Good morning. Yeah,
no. I mean, just saying good morning, but I don't know who beautiful thing.
I don't even say good morning.
If I text a girl,
I say, yo, what you doing today at this time? And if she says she's busy, I don't respond.
Yo, Jared, I got one better for you. Okay? You know what I used to text a girl when I was single? I would say, most guys, because I knew I wasn't the only dude, and I knew all these niggas are hitting her up with hard eyes and saying, oh, baby, you know, how are you? Good morning, you know, thinking about you, blah, blah, blah.
Seasons,
you know
what I used to text her?
You know what I used to text her? I would just text her and be like, man, bitch, get your ass up. You know you ain't sleeping. You're not fooling nobody. I text her that shit, you know? And a lot of the times, the reply is like instant. Because why? I just shut her down. Like, I just went in. Like, I didn't fucking, you know? I think the best thing I can advise men is this, right? You got to be self-aware, okay? All men know where they fall into the attractive scale. We all know this shit. We're not stupid. We know where we fall in there.
I'm a 12.
Hey, man, listen, if that's what you feel, good for you. Then I can put you together with all those women on Kevin Samuels, okay? You're a PhD too, right? You know?
No.
First of all, Jaren, okay? No homo. You're a good-looking guy, but you ain't no goddamn 12, okay? Knock it off. What I'm saying is this, right? The thing about it is, with man, you bring other qualities into it, right? So, like, for example, look at you. You're in shape now, right? You make good money, whatever. You have your own place. Those are values. Those are assets. Those are things that are tangible that you can provide to a woman for security. The biggest thing men first fail to recognize is the biggest thing women search for is security. If a woman, let me put it to you this way. Women make rules for men they don't want.
Facts.
Okay? Women make rules for men they don't want. The men they do want, they break rules for them.
They break every rule for them.
Exactly.
Darling, please stop driving me crazy all night long.